Isaiah to the 40th chapter. Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to begin with the 9th verse of this prophecy tonight. Verse number 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Amen. I'd like for everyone to say it with me tonight. Behold your God. Would you say it again? Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And everybody say, behold, your God. Amen. God bless you, and you may be seated tonight. I believe that the Lord is true to his word. Amen. I believe in the word of God, that the word of God is something that we can put our faith and our trust in. Amen. We may not be able to put our faith in man. Amen. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. That there are many philosophies, there are many religions in this world today. But I can assure you tonight that the word of God will not return unto him void. That as surely as the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is coming again, amen, he is going to come with salvation to those that desire him, that fear him. He's going to redeem his chosen people. I'm glad today that we have hope in our heart. There's something within our soul that cries out, amen, that we might see our Redeemer. That there's going to come a day, amen, when Israel is going to say, behold, he that comes in the name of the Lord. Now the Bible tells us in the 23rd chapter, the book of Matthew, the 37th verse, that Jesus looked out over the city of Jerusalem. And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and thou wouldest not. He said, therefore your house is left unto you desolate. And he said, therefore you're not going to see me again until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The Lord is going to come to Zion. He is going to come in power and in might. The Bible says, amen, that he's coming on the right hand of power. Our God, amen, is a great God. Our God is all powerful and all knowing. There is nothing that is greater than our God. He is a great and a mighty God. And he is going to one day come unto his flock. And the Bible said he's going to feed his flock like a shepherd. There is something very inspiring to me about the role of the shepherd. Brother Grissom preached a message some months ago that I have never forgotten about the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. If you would turn in your Bibles just momentarily to the 23rd Psalm, may I read to you the first four verses of that beautiful Psalm of David. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And then I want you to pay particular attention to this last particular part of the verse, where the scripture says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. As the good shepherd, amen, I am comforted tonight, and knowing that the shepherd has not left the flock. Even though that we await the coming of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he's coming in the clouds of heaven, and in the same manner that we've seen him go away, that he's going to come back again. Amen. He has not left his sheep unattended. Amen. His sheep are not scattered. Amen. Upon 1,000 hills. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us, amen, that he will never leave us, and that he will never forsake us. Amen. The good shepherd, amen, has not forsaken the flock. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. The shepherd used these two instruments, amen, as a weapon of defense and as an instrument in order, amen, to guide the sheep that might possibly go astray. Amen. Our God is a God of power and a God of might. Amen. There is a Christian book that is entitled Man of Steel and Velvet. Amen. As children of God, that we are to be strong, that we are to be resolute, that we are to have our minds made up. We need to set our face like a flint. We need to have a determination, amen, that we're going through. Amen. No matter what the devil might try to bring, no matter what kind of obstacles might lay before us, amen, that we're going to have the victory. Amen. I want you to know that to be a Christian, it takes a man with some backbone. It takes a woman with real determination, amen, to live for God. Amen. That our God, though he is our shepherd, amen, he is a God, amen, that has some demands that he demands of his people. Amen. The psalmist David, he was very familiar with herding sheep, for he himself was a shepherd. And he said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." I'm glad that our God, amen, did not leave us unattended. Amen. Amen. To wander at our own will and our own discretion. Amen. In fact, Jesus looked at Israel and he wept because he said they were like sheep, not having a shepherd, that they were scattered to the four winds, not having any certain direction. But I want you to know that the church of the living God, amen, knows its direction. We know our destiny. Amen. For behold, he cometh. Behold, he comes in power and glory. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? He has not left us, amen, to our own whims. He has not left us to wander, amen, without purpose. But he leads us and he guides us. Amen. As David said, for thou art with me. I'm glad tonight that although I'm looking to see Jesus, amen, that Jesus is with me every day that I live. Hallelujah. Every day that I walk with Jesus. Every time I call upon his name, amen, he is there. Amen. He's just a prayer away. For he said, I am your shepherd. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that there's just one shepherd. The Old Testament is very, very explicit in talking about the shepherd. Jehovah God of the Old Testament, amen, said there is but one shepherd. Amen. And there's just one flock. Amen. Jesus declared himself in the book of John, amen, that he is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Amen. There is none other, amen, but Jesus. Amen. He lives with us. He walks with us. Amen. And he is our protection. Amen. He is our comfort. And he is, amen, our hope in glory. Praise the Lord. The shepherd used these two instruments. The rod was a weapon of defense. Sometimes a shepherd would take that rod, and most rods are made of oak or some very strong material. And there is usually a knob on the end of that rod. And because it is so vital that the shepherd have that rod with him, amen, that many shepherds have been known to even drive nails into the end of that rod so that it could be used as a weapon against the wild animals that might prey upon the sheep. Because there are many animals that prey upon sheep, wolves and coyotes and lions and hyenas, and all manner of four-footed beasts that prey upon the sheep. And my Bible tells me we're the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And the devil wants to prey upon the sheep. But oh, thank God, we've got a shepherd tonight. A man that was willing to lay down his life for me. He was willing to lay down his life for you. And so when the lion, the old devil comes, amen, seeking whom he may devour, I know my shepherd is not going to run. My shepherd is not going, amen, to give up the fight. But my shepherd is willing to lay down his life for me. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. A good shepherd, amen, would never abandon the flock. A good shepherd would never leave the flock unattended, but he would gently guide them into green pastures. He will gently guide them, amen, to still waters, amen, that they might find refreshing and that they might find nourishment, amen, that they might be safe, amen, from harm. Praise God. Amen. God has his hand on the church of the living God. Amen. We have a shepherd tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, that desires, amen, to lead the flock, amen, in victory. He desires to lead the flock, amen, that we might experience, amen, the great things of the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And Jesus said that I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He said, I am that good shepherd. Now let us go back again to Isaiah, our text, Amen. And let us look, amen, at the background for this prophecy. In Isaiah chapter 40, this is the first chapter in the second part of the book of Isaiah. In fact, in the Hebrew Bible, Isaiah is really two books. And so this is the first chapter in 2nd Isaiah. And this portion of Isaiah has to do with the second coming of the Lord. It has to do, amen, with the messianic kingdom. In the first portion of this chapter, the prophet Isaiah talked about the voice of one crying in the wilderness, who said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Amen. He wasn't talking about, amen, some strange God. Amen. When he began, amen, to write by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, amen, he said, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord." Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that I know that there is but one Lord. Hallelujah. And he is the great and mighty God that spake the worlds into existence. Amen. Amen. This man said, "I want you to prepare you the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God." It leaves no question, amen, that this great prophet was to prepare, amen, a highway for God. That he was to prepare the way, amen, of the promised king that was to rule over the kingdom of Israel. And the Bible said, amen, in verse 5, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." I want you to know, when Jesus comes again, he's going to come in the glory of the Father. He's going to come with the brightness of the glory that he had before the beginning of the world. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am. Behold, your God, he cometh with power. He cometh unto salvation." Praise the Lord. We know that this prophecy was partially fulfilled, amen, by one called John the Baptist. John came and he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the paths for our God." They asked John, they said, "Are you the Christ? Are you Elijah?" And John told them very straightforwardly. He said, "I'm not the Christ." He said, "Neither am I Elijah." And they said, "If you're not the Christ, and if you're not Elijah, then who gives you authority, amen, to preach like you're preaching?" Amen. But the Bible says he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. I'll tell you whose power and authority. He came in the name of the Lord God of hosts. He came to make a way, amen, for the God of eternity, whose name is Jesus Christ. He came to prepare a way for our God. Praise the Lord. The Bible goes on to tell us, amen, "And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." And the voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth." Oh, but I like what it says right here. "But the word of our God shall stand. For I want you to know that the earth and all that's in it is going to melt with fervent heat. The Bible says in that great and terrible day of the Lord that even the elements are going to melt with fervent heat, that God is going to consume the armies, amen, with the brightness of his appearing. Praise God. Amen. The armies of the world won't be able to stand before our God. Amen. Because there's no God like him. Amen. There's no Savior besides him. Amen. There's no power like his power. Amen. There's no authority like his authority. Amen. I want you to know the good shepherd has authority. Amen. That rod, amen, that was used by the shepherd to drive away the wild beast. Amen. To protect the flock from harm. I thank God for the word. Because the word of God, amen, is like a wall of fire around us. Amen. The word of God is our protection. The word of God is our defense. Amen. And the shepherd knows how to wield the rod against the devil. When the devil came against Jesus and tried to tempt him, amen, Jesus Christ, amen, grabbed the rod. Hallelujah. And it began to beat that lion. He began to drive him away. Amen. With the word of God. Oh, praise God. I thank God for the word of the Lord. I thank God for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We serve a God, amen, who represents power and authority. Amen. He said, no man's able to pluck you out of my hand. Amen. We're safe as long as we stay under the care of the shepherd. He said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. And he said, I and my Father are one. Praise God. Amen. We've got a good shepherd. Amen. But he knows, amen, how to wield power. Amen. He knows, amen, how to use his strength. Amen. The Bible tells us that the wicked are going to be broken by a rod of iron. This shepherd doesn't carry an ordinary rod. Amen. Ordinary shepherds, they carried a rod that was made of oak. And oak's pretty strong. It's pretty sturdy. It's pretty reliable. Amen. But my God, the Bible says, shall rule all nations, not with a rod of oak. I said, rod represents authority. The rod represents power. The Bible says he's going to rule with a rod of iron. Amen. No devil can come against the church. Amen. There's not enough forces in hell, amen, that can destroy the church. There's not enough strength in all of the forces of hell to come against you and I if we're a part of the body of Christ. Because our God, amen, is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I trust in the shepherd tonight. Hallelujah. He knows how to drive away the devil. If that the Bible says, amen, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Even though he walks to and fro in the earth, amen, like a roaring lion seeking whom it may devour. Amen, the devil can't touch you. Amen, the devil can't destroy you as long as you stay close to the shepherd. That's why we need to stay close to the shepherd. We don't need to wander away from the flock. We don't need to look for a better path. We don't need to look for greener pastures. We don't need to look for any other but God, for he alone is able to lead us and guide us, amen, to the other side. Can you say praise the Lord? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. There's a lot of voices in this world today. Amen. There's a lot, amen, of clamoring around us today. But I want you to know, if you'll stay in the Word of God, you'll stay close enough to the Shepherd. Amen. And He'll drive away, amen, the forces of evil that will try to destroy you and your family. Because our God is a God that's able to deliver. Hallelujah. But the power of His might. Hallelujah. Now this is an apocalyptic message. Chapter 40 is talking about the end time and the literal return of Jesus Christ. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah. Amen. I know that there are many today in Israel that do not believe in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. There are many that call themselves Jews that do not even believe in a God. But my Bible tells me that one day the blindness that is upon the house of Israel is going to be lifted. And they're going to behold Him, amen, that they pierced. They're going to recognize the one that they crucified. And they're going to say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Who is it that's coming back, church? Jesus. Jesus is coming back. And Isaiah said, amen, they're not going to be ashamed. They're not going to be timid. Amen. About proclaiming the good tidings. You know what the good tidings are? That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Woo! Well, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. When prophecy is fulfilled, Israel will no longer, amen, walk in darkness, but they're going to see Jesus. And when they see Him, Isaiah said, they're going to cry out with a loud voice. The Bible says to lift up your voice with strength, to lift up your voice, hallelujah, with triumph, and say, behold your God. Hallelujah. He that holds a rod of iron, he that rules the nations, is going to come back to shepherd the flock. Jesus said, I'm not come except into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Come on now. Praise. Come on. Praise. But he said, I've got other sheep that are not of this flock. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad that we're that other sheep tonight. I'm glad that he found me. I'm glad that he left the 90 and the 9. I was safe in the fold. And he came and he found that lost sheep. That was me. That was you tonight. You know why? Amen. He was willing to find us because he's the good shepherd. He's not a hireling. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not for sale. You can't buy Jesus with money. You can't buy Jesus with talent. You can't buy Jesus with ability. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. But he said, I'll lay down my life for you. Because I'm the good shepherd. The kingdom of heaven is like a goodly treasure that a man found in a field. and for joy. He went and sold everything he had. And he bought that field. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Jesus Christ loved the church. We are a peculiar treasure. But we were lost. We were in the field. But he found us. And he was willing to pay the ultimate price to purchase our salvation. The kingdom of heaven is like a goodly pearl. Oh, like a pearl of great price. Oh, I want you to know tonight that the church, hallelujah, is that pearl of great price. Amen. That we're the apple of his eye. Amen. That we're worth more than all the riches and all the good things of this world. That he was willing to pay with his life. Hallelujah. For the church. Do you think that he would go that far and abandon the church? To leave the church without a shepherd? To leave the church without a guide? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Behold your God. And in verse 10, Isaiah said, behold, the Lord God will come. Hallelujah. How many believe that he's coming tonight? Oh, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's going to come with a strong hand. Amen. I want you to know that God is a strong God. He is able to save, amen, by this right hand. He's able, amen, to make a way, amen, through the midst of the sea for his people to deliver them. When he returns, amen, to Israel, he's going to come with a strong hand because he's going to be holding a scepter of righteousness. Now the kings of the Bible use what we call a scepter. It was used usually of some precious metal like gold or bronze or silver. And it was derived from the shepherd's rod. Because a king was looked at as the shepherd of the nation. He was to watch over the people and not lead them astray. And so the scepter that was in the hand of the king was a symbol, much like the rod was a symbol in the hand of the shepherd. It was a symbol of protection. It was a symbol of power, and it was a symbol of authority. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not afraid of the rod in the hand of the shepherd. My Bible says that we're not appointed under wrath, but we're appointed under salvation. He's not going to wield the rod in anger against the flock of his pasture. David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It gives me great comfort tonight to know that God is going to judge this world for its wickedness and iniquity. Amen, Brother McGee. Amen. God will not tolerate evil forever. Amen. God's spirit will not always strive with man, but as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, that God is going to come in fiery judgment. But I'm not afraid. I said, I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says the day of the Lord is a dark day. It's a day of darkness and gloom and clouds and the sound of the trumpet. It's a day of judgment and the fiery indignation of our God against a world that has gone astray. Hallelujah. But I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. I don't tremble, amen, at the rod in the hand of the shepherd. Amen. I don't tremble, amen, at the fiery indignation of the God that we know as our Lord and Savior. In fact, the Bible says in verse 9, be not afraid. Amen. Everybody say, be not afraid. Amen. Now, he was addressing the people of Israel. He wasn't addressing the church. He was addressing the children of Israel. Amen. That are going to be left, amen, upon the earth to be a witness unto all nations. But he says, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the presence of God doesn't make me afraid, Brother Grissom. Amen. You know how you can know the presence of God and the presence of some other spirit. Amen. If it's God, you're not going to be afraid. If it's God, you're going to be comforted. If it's God, you're going to know Him because He is your God and your Savior. He said, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. I know when I've heard from Jesus. I know the shepherd's voice. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of His judgments because He's a faithful God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's going to come with a strong hand and His arm is going to rule for Him. But oh, I like what it goes on to say after that. And His work is going to be before Him. He's going to have a lot of work cut out for Him. Amen. 1,000 years. Amen. That He's going to rule and reign with the church of Jesus Christ upon this world. Amen. To get rid of unrighteousness. Amen. To cleanse the world of iniquity. Amen. Praise and anoint the Most Holy. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful day. The Bible said the little child, amen, can sit down and play at the den of the viper. Amen. At the wolf and the lamb are going to lay down together. Amen. The lion is going to eat straw like an oxen. And men are not going to learn war anymore, but they're going to beat their swords and to plowshares. It's going to be a wonderful, glorious day. This is the context for this scripture. And then he said in verse 11, he's going to feed his flock. Oh, oh hallelujah. He said, I'm come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. My mission is the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But I'm not going to exclude you Gentiles. I came, amen, at the fig tree would put forth, amen, its leaves and bear fruit. But I'm not opposed to grafting in a few wild figs. Amen. That you might be partakers. Amen. Of my righteousness and my glory. Amen. Everything that we enjoy is a result. Amen. Of the mercy and the grace of God. We who were not a people have become the people of God. We that did not have an inheritance. We're now heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Behold your God. Behold your God. But the Bible says when he comes, he's going to feed his flock like a shepherd. You know, it. As men of God, that we have to be strong because we have been given authority. Jesus said, I'm going to give you power and authority. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He said that we would tread upon serpents and upon scorpions. Did he not? Hallelujah. That's us. That's a church of the living God. Amen. We've got power. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's put something in us. Amen. That's beyond our own strength. We don't have any strength but what God gives us. But He has given us authority that whatever we ask in His name, in faith believing, He said, I'll do it. I'm talking about power and authority. But that doesn't give us a right to abuse authority. God gives us strength, but He doesn't give us strength so that we can be abusive. God gives us liberty, but He doesn't give us liberty that we can use it as a cloak of maliciousness. Amen. Against the weak. Amen. Jesus Christ, though He comes in power, though He comes, amen, to reign in righteousness, amen, He's gentle. There's a gentle side to the shepherd. Though He rules with a strong hand, and His arm is going to rule for Him, and He's going to rule all nations with a rod of iron, He's going to feed His flock like a shepherd. And He's going to gather His lambs with His arm, and He's going to carry them in His bosom. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that we, amen, we ought, amen, to be like Jesus. Amen. We've got power. We've got authority. Amen. We've got the truth. But we cannot use the truth like some kind of a meat cleaver. The Word of God is like a sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. But we're not to wound those that are already wounded. Hallelujah. He is a God of power and authority. But He's going to come and feed His flock like a shepherd. A shepherd leads a flock. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I know, God, that You're not going to take that rod that You're going to utilize in judgment. I know You're not going to use it, amen, against the sheep. Because we're the flock of Your pasture. That same rod, amen, that brings terror and fear to those that are enemies of the church is a comfort to those, amen, that are a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That day that is a day of terror, a day of fear to those that are not ready to meet God, is going to be a day of rejoicing. Amen. To those that have their lamps trimmed and burning bright when the midnight hour comes. Amen. And we cry, behold our God. It's going to be a day of rejoicing. It's not going to be a time of fear and remorse. Because He's going to feed His flock. He's going to gather His lambs and He's going to gently lead those that are with young. Oh, I want to try to be more like Jesus. Amen. There's a part of our nature, amen, that we have to be chiseled and strong in order to stand against the temptations of the world. Come on now. I believe as Christians we need to quit ourselves like men. The Bible says that. Because we are soldiers of the cross. Takes real men and real women, amen, be in the Lord's army. There's a side of us that's got to be strong and resolute and uncompromising. But oh, there's another side to Jesus. Amen, that all of us need to strive to be like. And that's that gentleness. That's that gentle nature of the shepherd. Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, I love you. You should have heard me the other night. I parted their hair. Amen. I've heard, amen, that there are some that think they're not in church unless they have been singed. from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Truth is, sometimes the Word of God is like a fire. Sometimes the Word of the Lord is like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Come on, that's the Word of God. That's the Word of God too. But when Jesus asked Peter that question, "Peter, do you love me?" I don't think any of us have to be encouraged about being tough. Amen. We've got that down real good, especially Pentecostals. We believe in disciplines. We call them standards. How many believe in that? You know what we need to work on is apostolics, that other side of the nature. Amen. We've got that rod of iron part down real good. And the Bible says that the church is going to rule and reign with Christ. Amen. With a rod of iron. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's a part of the nature of God that demands our humility, that demands our heart and our soul to be docile and meek. The Lord is my shepherd. You know, sheep are meek. That's a nice way of saying it, I guess. If you was asking a West Texan about sheep, he'd just say that they're just plain old dumb. Amen. Sheep are not real smart. And neither am I. But I'm glad He chose me. Because the Bible says He chose the foolish things of the world. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad God chose you tonight? He didn't choose many wise. He didn't choose many that were great. But He chose the weak and the beggarly. Amen. There's a part of us, amen, that we need to be more like the shepherd who feeds the flock. Jesus said, "Do you love me, Peter?" He said, "Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep." "Peter, do you really love me?" "Lord, you know that I love you. And feed my lambs." Oh, I want tonight, I want to behold the Lamb of God. I want to be more like Him. I want to be more like Jesus. Amen. I don't want to just, amen, be like Him in one aspect and not another. I believe, amen, in strength. I believe in power. I believe in authority. I believe in righteousness. But I also believe in love. The musicians come. Amen. When Jesus comes, there will be no fear of Him. Amen. There will be no holding back from Him. But we will greet Him. We will welcome Him. Because He's coming back to redeem us. Hallelujah. He's coming, amen, to lead the flock. O Israel, behold your God. The Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul, in his inspired writing, said that there's coming a day when all Israel shall be saved. Amen. That all that are the seed of Abraham that remain in the land, that all will know who Jesus is. And they're going to cry out, "Behold our God." I'm glad that we know who He is tonight. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. And He dwells in our midst. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. Lord, when I would have gone astray, Lord, You pull me back with the staff. You kept me from danger. You kept my soul from harm. You did not leave me to wander aimlessly up on the hills to find my own way, but You gently led me and guided me because You're my shepherd. Hallelujah. He's a gentle shepherd. Hallelujah. I said, He's a gentle shepherd. Amen. But He desires that we walk. Amen. As He leads us. Where He leads, I want to follow tonight. If you want to follow Jesus Christ tonight, amen, He will gently lead you. If you want to come to know Jesus Christ, He will give you the desires of your heart. You don't have to be afraid of Jesus tonight, because He's a God and He's a Savior. He's a good shepherd tonight. Would you come, all those that would come, let's come and pray. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Amen. As we gather, let's gather tonight in sincerity and seek the face of the Lord. Let's gather before Him and let the Lord minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray.